Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Ciccarelli. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Ciccarelli. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting second. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Bowman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Linette. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ruben Gomez. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp takes first base on ball four. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is hit by the pitch. Kopp moves to second. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese bunts towards the mound. Ciccarelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Kopp moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kopp scores. Ashburn moves to third. It's 1-0, Phillies. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman strikes out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Linette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Linette hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field. Bowman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-0 in the game. Freeze hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman scores. Marshall moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Banks scores. Long moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Long scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jack Meyer now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Ciccarelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. the Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ciccarelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lynette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze juggles the ball. That's an error on Freeze. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynette is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynette hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post. Walls reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill strikes out. 2 outs. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Ciccarelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kopp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ashburn is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kopp moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of post. Taylor reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 2 in the game. Bausch takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowman hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bausch moves to second. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynette is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynette hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Jack Meyer. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bolger for the out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger now playing left field. Umberto Robinson now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bill Henry now pitching. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bauschi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Umberto Robinson. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Henry, and towards Taylor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Farrell now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze juggles the ball. That's an error on Freeze. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry bunts towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynette strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 6. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.